Sounds like the German Unternehmer. I wasn't sure, is it Adnehmer or Adnehmer or something, but you just call it Utnehmer, yeah, as if it was a German name.
Yeah. So we don't know if it was shortened at Ellis Island, because when I discovered that Unternehmer was entrepreneur, I realized I've been unemployable my whole life. I always had to go figure it out myself. Maybe I truly am an entrepreneur.
You are proposing something, you are offering something, a platform for people who would like to engage themselves in social entrepreneurship. So maybe you explain a little bit what your idea is, what your offer is, and what we could do with it.
Okay, so I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, and it was 5 years ago in California that we enrolled my first daughter in a Rudolf Steiner school in California. And
so Rudolf Steiner.
Yeah, so the Rudolf Steiner education was this very attractive pedagogy for the, you know, education with social consciousness and environmental consciousness. And so it was very appealing in what is a real rat race for your children in the super competitive school system and the failed public system. So the Steiner education was this fantastic, refreshing, grounded, spiritual education for our daughters. So we enrolled in the school and moved from Northern California to Southern California, where my wife's and my family all were, so it was natural for us to move down there. And as soon as we started school, I was offered to become a member of the real estate committee at the school, because they discovered I was a lawyer and a real estate developer. So at the first meeting a week later, they announced that the lease is expiring at the end of the year, and they're all just a whole host of business problems with the school, and it's essentially going out of business. And I'm like, I just moved my whole family down here to come to this school, and here it's on the verge of going out of the business. So then I became very involved and discovered here was this school with this great pedagogy and great spirituality to it, but nobody in this whole school knew how to run any of the business aspects of it, and it was really fundamentally failing for the failure of applying business discipline to this enterprise. They basically just got donations from rich parents of the school year after year. So that's when I got involved, and I took it upon myself to go find a new site for the school and figure out that there was a real demand for the Steiner education. There was a real shortage of good schools in Southern California. And if I could go find a school, I could charge the tuition of private school tuition for about half the students and provide almost free education for the other half to maintain the diversity of the school and see if this could make financial sense. So essentially, I did a whole business plan and figured out how we can underwrite as a for-profit entity how to run a Rudolf Steiner school. So I presented the concept to the school board, and they basically said, no, absolutely not. This is not a business venture. This is, you know, abhorrent. And so then we went on and on that the school was about to go out of business and they had no choice. And then I discovered a site in Southern California that was owned by the Self-Realization Fellowship, which is Yogananda Paramahansa that introduced yoga to the Western world in 1918. Similarly, and ironically, about the time Rudolf Steiner was developing the Waldorf educations in our Western world. So I met the people at Rudolf Steiner, or I'm sorry, the people at the Self-Realization Fellowship and met me, and they agreed to donate this building on an acre and a half for us to develop our school on. So it was just, you know, a miracle that happened that we were able to do this, but of course we needed to raise about $2 million to build the school and do all this. And so once again, the school said, even though you discovered this great site and building, you know, we're not going to run this like a business. And so it was this real difficulty, and eventually they had to concede we needed to run it like a business. And so about a year and a half later, after a long saga, they allowed me to essentially be this very unique business affairs manager separate from the pedagogy, because they learned to trust me and let me develop the school based on a complete for-profit business model after researching all the other schools and everything. and we ended up